Nobody does it better. This is Oasis FM.
As promised, here is your George Michael with a twist.
Hold on, hold on, won't let you go, my baby.
Right, where's the twister here, you ask? You'd be forgiven if you hadn't picked up on it, but ladies and gentlemen, that was not George Michael. Was it, John?
It was me, yeah.
It was you. It was Mr. J. Francis in the building. That's your CD.
Afternoon.
How are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
You're all right, yeah? Perfect. How's everything? Let's do a quick mic and a headphone test check.
Yeah, can you hear us? A little bit louder on my voice. That's it. That's the one, yeah.
Now we're all over it. See, I'm like a technical wizard. Right then, so you're in for a chat because you have got coming up in, when is it? It's only a week Saturday.
Yeah.
2 weeks Saturday, week Saturday? It's a week Saturday?
Yeah, it's a week on Saturday. Yeah, Magma.
Magma. 4th of November 2017. You are here. You are performing as George Michael. You've got Bruce Springsteen going to be on the stage as well. And then, of course, the U2 experience. But we're here to talk about you first.
Right.
So if anybody hasn't yet seen you, you were on the Tenerife circuit, very much in your own right. But how long have you been involved in music generally? Let's go right back to the very, very beginning.
Oh, the very beginning. I'm going to give my age away here. 25 years now. 25 years, so yeah, I've been in the business.
So you've been on it since you were three?
No, I was 19 years old, and I had a best friend who was in a band called Fox many years ago, and I believe we're both friends with Mr. Mark Craig, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he moved up to the Northeast. He didn't have any friends, and I worked behind a bar in a club, I worked in a men's club many years ago, and used to watch all the bands, and me and him become friends. And we used to go out together and stuff, and he asked me if I wanted to be in a new band called Fox. When I got rid of the girl singer, it was going to be like a boy band, and I had never sang before in my life. So I got the audition and got the job, and the rest is history. So I owe a lot to Mark Craig, you know, started us off all them years ago.
Well, he's a Tenerife Entertainment legend. You know,
legend.
We had him in for a couple of interviews because he's been nominated and won 1.7 gazillion awards since he's been here. But I know Fox through Mark obviously quite well. So that was the Northeast circuit. You transferred all around there, taking it out and about in places.
Scotland, everywhere. You know, all the holiday parks and stuff. And I'd done that for I think it was about 4 years. And one thing led to another. I ended up leaving, and I thought, what's I going to do next? So I thought, I'm going to try solo work, which I did. I'd done that for about 3 years, and you know, really enjoyed it. Was successful, and then got offered to go into another band and run a band and actually own it myself. So that's what I did. So I'd done that for 14 years. Traveled the club circuit in the Northeast and all over the country, to be honest, Scotland. And by that point, I was absolutely fed up. You know?
The travelling gets
you. Yeah, the travelling in a van, you know, and just with a group of lads. And just, you know, it was fun. It wasn't all, you know, we had great times. But at that point, it was time to move on.
Yeah. And move on you did. I mean, now you're all over Europe. You travel everywhere.
Everywhere, literally.
And I mean, you're off to Cyprus.
Off Cyprus on Tuesday, yeah.
But you've just come back from a couple of days ago.
Where have I been? I've been in Rhodes in Greece, yeah.
It was Greece, wasn't it? Yeah.
Greece, yeah.
Just follow you on Faceache. You know, it's easier that way, isn't it? When you see someone with the extravagant lifestyle, thinking, I'm enjoying this without any of the travelling or the eating.
It sounds really glamorous, but, you know, I do spend a lot of my life in an airport.
Yeah, of course.
And, like, for instance, Cyprus this week, I get there, I probably land about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, sound check at 6, on stage at 9. And I'm on the flight the next morning home.
It's madness, isn't it?
Yeah,
madness.
Literally.
Will you have a couple of days in and around Tenerife for Magma?
Yes, I arrived back on the island about 3 days before.
Perfect.
And I'm not working, I'm not doing any shows, so I'll be able to chill, rest my voice for the Magma.
Excellent. And I mean, with Magma in mind, when did your relationship with George Michael start? How did that come about?
Well, I think, as a lot of my friends know, I wouldn't say obsessed, but he's been my idol. My only idol from being 11 years old. I listened to him. I used to have a little record player in my bedroom. And the first record I ever had was Club Tropicana. So
right.
I wasn't really into the old wham rap stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I was probably too young. But I just loved that image, you know, Club Tropicana, the swimming pool, glamorous suntans and all that. Yeah, and just that was when, like, the obsession with George took off, you know. And the songs were great, though, the wham songs, weren't they?
Yeah,
amazing stuff.
I mean, it's incredible. Even the fact there that we've just listened to that one track. We're going to play another one before we wrap up today. But listening to that track, you're genuinely And we've chatted through it, but unless you sit down and really listen, you wouldn't know it wasn't George anyway. So have you had to, do you have to change your voice into an imitation, or no, is it naturally a case of you just sound like him?
Well, back in the Fox days, you know, we'd done all boy bandy stuff, and we ended up, when we were rehearsing, putting a Wham medley in. And the musical director, Johnny Lewis, said, when he actually started singing, he went, "My God, you've jumped into this character of George Michael," which I didn't actually realise I was doing, you know.
Yeah.
And so from then on, I think I've just listened to George literally every day of my life, and my voice is just adapted for
it. It does that. It's like a child imitation, isn't it? You do it so as a young boy, you perfect it, you learn it.
Well,
and
we were talking before, didn't I? And I asked you when I come in, I said, "Are you a Robbie fan?"
Yeah.
Because when I'm listening, you know, to the radio station, I always think you sound actually like him when you're talking as well.
He's a hidden Welshman, Robbie. This Stoke thing's just a myth. It's just a myth. But he was my idol massively. It was All Before I Die was the track that made me
great
become
song.
A Robbie fan.
I remember I used to, when I was solo all them years ago before my band Envy started, I used to drive back and forwards daily to Scarborough. And I used to work in Scarborough. And that album was out then.
Yeah.
And that song, I used to play it over and over in my car. I remember I had a little Mazda, blue Mazda, and that song used to play it. I loved it.
It was that started it off. And then I obviously knew Take That Word, but I was too young really to be in to Take That first time round. But it all sort of escalated. The first act I ever saw live, watched him Robbie solo at the MEN Arena in 1999.
Wow,
I remember that.
Do you know, I was just telling you this before. I'd done a show about 6 months ago down in Stoke, and it was a charity show. And what's Robbie's mate called again?
Johnny Wilkes.
Johnny Wilkes, yeah, and he was there, and we. He had a big swing band with him and stuff like that. And I was with Robbie's dad then, Pete. Yeah, he's a great guy. We had a good chat.
I love it. I love this intricate web of artists and singers. If you've done that, it's like an apprenticeship, doing that Northeast club circuit. If you master that, if you've been allowed to come back to those venues for all the years that you have, Frank Sinatra sings about making it in New York. He should have made it Newcastle. If you make it there, you make it anywhere.
I tell you what, if you can sing in the Northeast clubs, you can do it anywhere.
This is what I mean, and I think it's fantastic. In terms of larger crowds, what's your experience like in big venues?
Do you know, doing the George Michael thing, I've been lucky enough to do big venues. I've done the year before, I did Gay Pride in Gran Canaria.
Yeah.
I do quite a few Gay Prides, which are big crowds. But I was thinking this when I was driving up here. The biggest crowd we ever did when I'd done the Envy thing years ago, Westlife, we used to do a Westlife tribute, you see?
Yeah, yeah.
And Westlife had split up. And I had this lady on the phone asking me if we could stand and do this gig at Carlisle Racecourse. Never thinking in a million years we were actually covering the real Westlife.
No!
Yeah. So she's on the phone asking me about fees and stuff, and I was like, well, I'll try and just, you know, bump a little bit up with the fee. I didn't realise.
You could have got away with an extra zero.
And do you know how much they were on?
Tell me.
They were on $35,000 for half an hour.
No. Yeah. Don't tell me you put in a $3,500 tender.
It was less.
Oh!
And we actually had, you know, the stage was so big. We had them lifts things, that, you know, they pop you out the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound men at the set. It was a massive gig. It was like,
no.
And the crowd went wild. We had a great time.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to having you all reenact all the large crowd stuff in Magma a week Saturday. But before that, I want to play another George Michael track. This one, I'm going to have the vocal of the late great himself. This is the new one, Fantasy, with Nile Rodgers. It's incredible.
I love it.
Absolutely incredible. I'm not going to ask you if it's in your set, because I don't want to spoil anything. I want it to be brand new and fresh for everybody coming down on Saturday. I'm going to tell everyone how they can, and we are going to talk to you more. If you don't mind hanging around a little bit, we're going to chat to you more after this. This is George Michael featuring Nile Rodgers, and it's Fantasy. Back with Jay Francis. This is Kirk Reddings on Oasis FM. Oh, hello. Try that.
You love me, the next you tell me you don't. One day you say you will, but the next you tell me you won't. Oh, hey little no. Baby, there ain't much point me hanging around, yeah. Can you wanna love me? One day you make me feel that your love's in my hands. One day you say you'll stay, but the next you're changing your plans. Hey little baby, ain't much point in hanging around. this love? Is this love our invention?
Maybe I can't say.
I'll find another fantasy. To make you cry, I can make you happy.
It's amazing what you find out when you speak to a real fan. So this was officially, actually, a B-side of the Faith Era Fantasy.
Yeah,
as a vocal.
It was back in the Faith Era, back in 88. Yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it? That's incredible. This is what I love about real fans of music, and I think it transcends into this year. The TEA's Best Tribute Award winner was Keith Boy George.
Keith's great. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. Yeah,
and he's an incredible artist. But it's the attention to detail that makes it so worthwhile watching. Mm. You know, and I think it's the same for you, knowing how the history of your musical career has become about, but always having that icon, that idol. And I know it's a difficult subject to broach, but I want to, because I think it's important to try and get across. How did last year affect you with regards to his passing away?
It was very sad, you know. It was Christmas Day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It happened, the day after, really into the evening that time. I got a phone call. I tell you what it was off, it was one of my pals, so, you know, Mia.
Yeah.
And I had such a busy December, and I went to bed, I thought, on that day, cause I had my mum round for Christmas dinner, and I went to bed about 9 o'clock, and I had the phone on silent, and then the phone was just buzzing like mad, and I thought, I'm going to have to answer that. Something seriously happened here. The first message I read was off Mia Dean, friend of ours, and it said, have you seen what's happened? And, you know, to be honest, without even reading any more, I knew.
Yeah,
I knew, because I did have a bit inside information to know what was...
Yeah.
He wasn't very well and stuff. So, yeah, it was... But my phone went, you know, that next day, 7 o'clock in the morning, my phone was ringing, and it was from promoters wanting me to do theatre tours, and another promoter, he asked me to do a massive show here as well. The next morning, after he had just died.
It's scary. It's unfortunate at the same time. The industry he was in, and the industry we're into, a point, you're never as strong commercially as to when you've just passed away. If you remember things like Aaliyah, you know, Aaliyah was great in her own circle, but that's what she was. She was independently good in that genre. You should have a plane accident, and next thing you know, she's everyone's biggest hit, you know? And so I think it's a shame, and it's always going to be the way, and we can't get around that. But you were saying you came over and you did a gig here, and there's a bit of concern about it being in bad taste, because it was quite quickly after the passing away.
Yeah, it was about a week after, and I do Sensatori Hotel, the Grand Melia. We'd done a sound check, and the entertainment manager said, we've had a complaint left saying it's in bad taste, because, you know, he's only been dead a week and stuff like this. So we didn't know how it was going to work. So we went for our evening meal, had coffee. We went back to the theatre where I was performing, and there was a sign on the door saying it's full. And it was like 1,000 people.
You know, smart, isn't it? But I think, again, we've been talking about this quite a lot, because Tributo Fest, as a concept and idea, I think it's fantastic. And especially, I've been asking people, listen, I've been on the radio nearly 12 months. And in that 12-month period, my go-to question, my question I enjoy more than any other, is if you could, for one night only, go to a last ever concert. So if they are still with us on the planet, they're only ever going to perform one more time, and you can be there. Or you could bring someone back from the dead to perform for one night only. Who would you pick? And I've had some wonderful responses. We've had Eric, Hendrix, Elvis, Michael Jackson, also Buddy. My mum said Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
But all these different people come up. Mine would be Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, he was amazing, wasn't he?
Incredible. Now, I will never, ever have a chance to see Queen as they were. So the closest thing I would come to is watching a Queen tribute. And let's not pretend it didn't happen. There's a bit of stick originally. When we did the first tribute festa down at Magma, it was a fantastic evening. It was in association with our 20th birthday as well, Oasis FM. And it was tremendous, brilliant. But there were a few raised eyebrows pre-event about, it's Bon Jovi, it's not Bon Jovi. But it was, for me, as equal as it would be going and watch them. Now, the benefit of what we're doing this Saturday is you've got yourself and two giants of the musical industry, Bruce Springsteen and U2.
Yeah.
And with bringing the same approach that you do to the tribute, this is the only way people are going to see George Michael's music translated the correct way now.
Yeah, well, you can't see him now, can you? Because he's gone. But, I try and do, as close as I can.
Yeah,
to George, the way he dresses, dances, he sings, it's all he can do.
You've got to, and I think having seen you perform before briefly, I'm excited to see you there. Now, I've got one more track I want to try and squeeze in before we go over to the news. Now, I'm going to try and get it in now because we're going to be running out of time otherwise. But do you know what? Actually, no, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play it in after.
Right.
We'll go to the New Sky News. We'll play it as this first song after. We will introduce it. You've been singing this song all year.
All year.
Which is brilliant because it's a Christmas track.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one of his most famous. This is going to be your rendition we're going to play after the Sky News, which we're going to go to in just a couple of 3 minutes' time. Before we do go over to that, before we talk that track, I want to give everyone a reminder as to how they can become involved with the Tributo Fest if they haven't already. Tickets are available at ticketea.com and tenerifemagma.com as well. There's a variety of different options with seating, standing, and the rest of it. There's VIP bits and the rest. In terms of what you're looking forward for it, I know you're looking forward to performing there. Have you got anything special for us? What can we expect from Jay Francis on the night?
I just want to give a good performance and do George justice. That's me being intention. I always think that, do the man justice.
I think that's the most important part, and this is where it's different when watching you as a fan of his become a tribute to him. It's always important to translate his memory correctly, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do him proud and do him justice, as you say. I think perfect.
I have to even say, when I first started doing George was 4.5 years ago now. Friends and that said, "Have you been rehearsing and stuff?" And I, apart from singing the songs, I didn't actually stand in front of a mirror and look at him, because like we spoke about before, I'd watched him that many times. My body just language was just his anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you slip into,
yeah.
And they say it's the finest form of flattery, imitation anyway. And I think people need to come down and they need to see you to understand why. And I am gushing a bit, and it's not because you're stood in here or anything like that. I'm, if anything, I'm dryly sarcastic with people when they're in here with me, because I don't like them leaving thinking they're special. But on a serious note, people need to come and see it. If it's only for me, you could headline this, and I'm say that genuinely. I'm sure the guys' Elevation and U2 experience are going to be incredible. I've got no doubt. They're a worldwide recognised tribute band, and Enzo the same. For Enzo to be able to do Bruce Springsteen as a different nationality to the great himself.
Yeah.
And as you know, when the artist is still alive, you're always going to have a huge, huge plethora of fans looking around for the closest imitation. So it's going to be a fantastic night. But if anybody has any interest, keenly or otherwise, in George Michael's music, we need to get them down and involved. It's the 4th of November. Jay Francis, that's you. You're going to be performing as George Michael. We're going to hear another one of your versions of his tracks after the news. I do want to say thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
I know you've had an awful lot of travelling, and it's an early morning considering.
No, I'm up early morning. So,
you did a sunrise picture yesterday.
Yeah, I get up about 8 o'clock every day, yeah.
Wow. See, you could do the school run for me, pal. We'll just get that all wrapped up. All right, everybody else, this is Oasis FM. This has been Kirk Reddings having a chat with Jay Francis. We're going to go to the Sky News Centre now. Thank you very much, chap.
Thank you very much.
If you don't mind hanging around to collect the CD once I've finished playing
awesome,
it.
We'll
get Last Christmas for you on after the news. 98.4, 106.6. We'll be back after this.
Oasis FM.
Oasis FM.
And whilst we've got him here, and it seems to make sense, I want a very, very quick last word from you, if you can, Jay, if that's all right, before we play Last Christmas. Talk to me. You want to say hello to someone very, very specific?
I want to say hello to my other half, who's listening live on the internet, and he's in Antigua.
Which is incredible. I just said, I flew there 10 years ago today, and I got married there 10 years ago on the 25th. That's insane, isn't it?
It's mad.
So when in Antigua.
He's Antigua, yeah. He's
coming back.
Tomorrow, we're meeting up tomorrow.
Perfect. Well, you've got a good couple of days to get in, get some rest, make sure your voice is in good condition, because we want to hear you sounding as crisp as we're about to hear now on your request, the song we're going to play for everybody.
My favourite, yeah. Last Christmas, great
Last
song.
Last Christmas, here it is. Thank you ever so much for coming in. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Across Tenerife on FM, online and on your mobile. Here comes another hour of Tenerife's best hit music.
Kirk Reddings.
No one does it better.
This is Oasis FM.
I'll give it to someone special.
Nobody does it better. This is Oasis FM.